Als Electronic-Musiker, als Electronic-Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Wenn dieses Geräusch ertönt, dann will der Computer, dass man sich mit ihm befasst. So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Hello, there we are again. Yeah, it's always good to have you here and you have your new toy with you.
Yes, we have a few new toys, but one of the toys is the Spikes, and it's a model that we made before in Eurorack. That was 15 years ago. It was in a time that Eurorack was not so famous and no making crazy models in Eurorack, and we were one of the first who making a model
Definitely.
Called Spikes.
Yes.
So this is 15 years ago. We make now a new edition standalone, included a delay built in, and it's an analog circuit. There are a lot of circuits who are close to this, like the LiDAR 4 from Doma, and this is earlier in that place. So it's a model who is raw, and it has 12 different touch points that you can touch. It's made for soundscaping and more for cinematic purpose. If you like droning and deep sounds, this is the thing. There's a light sensitive sensor also there. Yeah.
So everything is in it, because it's a Jubilee synthesizer.
Yeah, it's a touchable. I made it from the Blind Noise, the original model we made for blind people, that you can play something with muscle memory instead of looking to the keys. So you can just touch and play and find spots and repeat that to play. And then we make it more advanced with Spikes and go deeper in there, and it's an organic sound. It's kind of classical.
I think I had this conversation with René. We were talking about instruments and it's the approach to the tone, the music, that you do not have the approach like you had with normal keyboards, but you also have so many new possibilities, like, for example, Vlad trying to find a new way to rotate the sound.
Yes.
For example, I also love the Terra.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
the Terra is very roundish, and the Spikes are the opposite to the fingers.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes things look like they sound, the wood kind of sounds, like it makes a little bit, one can be more evil and one looks more warmer in sound and more sweet.
But it can do sweet, not just do sweet sounds, but it can be aggressive as well.
Yeah. Modeling. There are two more instruments like Team Pipe, Air Cassette, and how they work, same kind of, and this is digital, and finding spots that are really nice. What I miss a little bit sometimes, if it's about Terra, but I really love that machine, but it's a little bit big. It's if you're traveling and you have a gig somewhere, or you're traveling to your friends to play with it, it's really almost your whole, everything is full. And if you see what's inside, it's not so big. So it can be much more smaller.
Yeah, the prototype was much smaller.
Yes.
And it was the real true part of a slice of the tree.
Yes.
What I loved very much, I saw it on first moment, was a little bit sad that then
changed. If you like more with a store, in commercial selling on a store, and there we call this box movers. So about the production about the Terra, if they're doing a big production about the real wood stuff, it's almost impossible. They're all different kind of size, so they're using a kind of mall with artificial wood. in yes. terms of how you said it, MDF we say in Dutch.
Yeah.
And they make it look like it's work. But it's beautiful, and I love the sound. It's a nice machine.
Yeah. Definitely, it's a catcher like yours, but.
Yes, we have some physical modeling like Carper, but we're now busy with Smart Lab. It's going to be a between steam pipe Carper and some Granville.
And the physical model?
No, it's digital. That's true, but it's a different engine. It has same lay. It's a digital lay, and it's mixed with a microprocessor. But Dark Money is also no longer available anymore. We're making a small batch of things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic and sad on the other side too.
Yeah, possible. Yeah.
You got to be really fast to have
some things we have a lot in stock. Some things are just too hard to make or too difficult sometimes, you know.
And some are real evergreens.
Yeah. We're using parts from the 50s and they're not always available. Some tubes, some potential meters that can turn 10 times and yeah, some models are rare because of that. So we can make 100 and we start a production with it, and then it's sold out. This is how it goes.
I'm so excited. Would you give us a
I can maybe show a little bit, but
the instrument is on the table and I hope we can hear example. Ah, that's why.
It's maybe on mono, that's possible.
Yeah.
You hear some organic sound. You see I move my hand.
Oh,
that goes on the sensor.
It's amazing, yes. Ja, oder Musik konkret.
Ja, Musik konkret, ja. I don't hear it so loud myself.
Yeah,
I don't want the channel exploding.
I'll just play till the smoke is coming up. It's,
so it's such.
Yeah. Ungefähr wie eine Brotbüchse früher in der Schule.
It's not so big here. It's not so big. And you can use this delay also external with the light. You can turn the sensor also off. Then it's working. Without any light sensitivity. We like to make things with LDRs because then you have more motion control with other lights or with blinking LEDs. Or I made also a device with a candle. There's a candle in the middle that is observation by three different sensors, and it's called the ritual because it looks like you're gonna do a ritual.
It definitely looks like you're doing a ritual.
So, yeah.
And there's a candle within the package.
Yes. So, yeah, then I can also hear that. It has a little bit, of course, different sounds as this, but it can be noisy. It can be sounds also like a theremin. So there are two outputs in there. And then, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, the next musicians.
All right.
Fantastic. I can't wait to play it over the broken tape simulator.
Ah, yeah, nice. It can go really crazy.
Yeah, and I got two, the Mark 1 and 2.
All right.
The Mark 1 was with a pink tape recorder.
Yes.
And
yes.
And wherever I'm playing, the people coming, what's this?
What? Yeah.
It's also an instrument looked like a little bit armored.
Like an armored?
Yes.
Like a weapon. Or like a. Yeah.
Or like the underground of a shoe?
Yeah, like we made it. Not so maybe. But. It's like because it's a lot of work. It takes. We can make it in a half day. Let's say it like this without parts, like maybe 4 hours, 4.5 hours.
Yeah. The thing is, what I said about the approach. I'm as well working with handicapped people, mm-hmm. and I can imagine that this approach for a client, she's not really able to play an instrument. But she plays with the Terra and she loves it, yeah? Because sometimes it's just a gesture. that it's creating a sound, and
it's satisfying to touch and hear some response from this.
Yes,
that's true. That's the whole idea. If you have a piano, even if it's not tuned and it's somewhere in a hallway or in a station, then people just like to play it and feel it, and it's more about the machine, about what's coming from there.
Yeah, and for it's so small, you can take it everywhere. Yeah, it's I can imagine putting clipping it to my power bank. Yeah, it has the same size underneath, and
it's also analog, so it can work on 9-volt. It can even work on 12-volt. That it sounds a little bit different, you know. It's because it's analog oscillators. By the sheet comes with a USB. So USB usually 5-volt. This cord is a off thing that makes 9-volt from your 5-volt.
So maybe it would be nice to attenuate with the voltage as well.
It's possible. Yeah, you can do this also with a 9-volt battery, for example.
Super.
Yeah,
and it still fits in the pocket.
True, but it can be a little bit sticky because it spikes. It can hurt, you know what I mean? So watch out where you put it. Yeah, it's a nice machine. It's good to be here again in Superboot. It's strange because it's, of course, a Eurorack event, most of it. And the Eurorack gets less popular, and we're going more on standalone boxes again, especially in the experimental scene. So yeah, you see this a little bit back sometimes, that it's like that.
I love it myself too. Yeah, I got some pedals from Chase Bliss.
Yeah,
and I like the combination, and then maybe a Boss distortion on it as well.
The spikes. The spikes looks like pure gold. How expensive is this instrument?
450 euros.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's really nothing for what it looks like.
Pure gold.
Pure gold, yeah. Yeah, but it's true that the materials are also almost around 120. So, and then working there, it's we also not in a hurry to sell it, you know, because we have people enough who want to have it, but it's also because we made only 50, and we have also silver one and gold one. So I like personally this gold one more. Silver one had a few higher ones also in there. That's just interesting. Okay. But you can also change the panel. So here is on the back, it's the 50
on the
years.
On the back, it's silver?
Yeah, but you can change this back when you have mud.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you want to make it more dark, four screws, turn it around, do it again, and
super.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm totally amazed by nearly all of your instruments.
Thank you.
For being here, Paul.
Thank you. I love it to do, and I'm ready for the digital stuff. And there's one thing, so create mods, you know, we all do, and this is what counts, actually.
This is what's making the booth
grow. It's possible, please, to give the instrument a little bit sugar for the next 2 minutes.
Sugar? You want me to play?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Oh, your head's down there?
I hear it a little bit. I don't know how hard you hear it.
It has a wonderful feedback.
And this one, so now I put it a little bit more, it can be really crazy feeling. Kind of thing. The thing is, with digital stuff, you can put a lot of sounds in there. But somehow the perking, we say, it's also the power of it.
Wow.
Oh, Miles.
Understand, and I also will show you it over there.
Yeah, I can't wait.
okay. Yes.
Super.
Thank you,
Paul, for
thank you.
Concert.
Okay, have a very good Superwood, guys. Enjoy it and respect.
You too.
Yes. Cool.